Hello and welcome to the Digital Insights Podcast, a podcast brought to you by the Australian Government's digital profession, keeping the Australian public service digital ready. I'm Fleur Anderson and I'm your host. Today, I acknowledge that we are recording this podcast on the lands of the Ngunnawal people, the traditional custodians of the land. I pay my respects to their elders past and present. I extend that request to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples listening.
It wouldn't be a Digital Insights episode if we didn't ask our panel for their most valuable digital hack. This is something in the digital space that you use every day that improves your life, either at home or at work. So, Law, what's your favourite digital hack?
I actually have a couple that I might mention. One is the use of collaboration, online collaboration tools, like whiteboarding tools such as Miro and Mural. They're very important when it comes to collaboration across agencies, in remote teams. But, you know, during the pandemic, you know, they showed that, you know, they're more needed than ever. Our team is dispersed, we've been working from home for weeks and months now, and I don't know what we would have done without those tools, because we're able to jump on and it's almost like we're standing around a wall putting post-it notes up, but it's just in an online collaboration tool where you can update it in real time. Anyone can jump in, see what you're doing, and it's made collaboration and workshopping with different agencies really important and really easy. So that's one that I would say, you know, has made my life a lot easier over the last couple of years. Another digital hack that I have, I actually stole it from work and applied it in my personal life. And that's, you know, using tools such as Trello. You know, this is a tool that can help you in your delivery management, but I've actually implemented it in kind of our home delivery management. I'm a bit of a control freak. I like things done in the right way, and I have, you know, post-its and reminders for myself everywhere. My husband, on the other hand, is, you know, a little bit more go with the flow type of guy, and I'm always having to remind him to do things. So Trello was just such an easy way for us to go, okay, we're renovating. This is all the things we need to do, when we need to do them by, when the bills need to be due. And I just sneakily would jump in and assign things to my husband. And
he can but he loves it.
That's right. He loved it, I'm sure. And he would just go in and write comments for me. So I have to.
The comments.
Oh, absolutely. He was a champ. He used it. But it just meant that we knew where everything was, you know, where things were going, what do we need to do, even for groceries. We actually had a ticket where we just add groceries throughout the week as we remembered things, and we just tick them off. So, you know, that's really streamlined our home life.
Wow. Applying Trello to your home life and renovations and grocery lists.
So good.
I might have to do some stakeholder management at home if I did that.
Exactly.
And Ash, what's your favourite digital hack?
Sorry, Fleur, I'm going to take you into the morbid side, because we all die. Sometimes it is slow and we can get our affairs in order. Sometimes it's sudden. And as life events go, this is probably one of the most traumatic for your family. I don't know about you, but I have a quite complex digital life. And so my hack is... basically, what I've done is I've listed all the most critical sites for finances, bank, shares, all those types of things, as well as all the utilities and bills that I pay and my social media profiles. And they're with my will on paper. And down the bottom of that, and that's lodged with a solicitor and in my safe. Down the bottom of that is also the password to my password manager. So if I shuffle off this mortal coil suddenly, my wife is or children are able to very easily access all of these things, put up in memoriams on social and take control of the finances.
That's amazingly forward-looking and sensible too. You think about doing wills, but you don't really think about social media. Did you put on the end and delete my browser history?
Oh, that just happens daily. It's fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the digital hack contributions today. It was really terrific.
You've been listening to the Digital Professions Insights podcast. Find the Digital Insights podcast on all major podcast services. Stay up to date by following us on LinkedIn or Facebook. And, of course, if you haven't done so yet, join the profession today. You'll get access to exclusive learning opportunities, accreditation of your skills, and the chance to connect with peers across government. Visit digitalprofession.gov.au for more information. See you next time.